Welcome to the Talking People podcast, irregular verbs for elementary students. I'm going to read the three forms of the verb in English, the infinitive, the past simple that we use for affirmative sentences only, and the past participle. I will say the verbs twice, so you can repeat the second time I say it. To be, was, or were, been. To be, was, or were, been. To become, became, become. To become, became, become. To begin, began, begun. To begin, began, begun. To break, broke, broken. To break, broke, broken. To bring, brought, brought. To bring, brought, brought. To build, built, built. To build, built, built. To buy, bought, bought. To buy, bought, bought. To catch, caught, caught. To catch, caught, caught. To come, came, come. To come, came, come. To cost, cost, cost. To cost, cost, cost. To do, did, done. To do, did, done. To drink, drank, drunk. To drink, drank, drunk. To drive, drove, driven. To drive, drove, driven. To eat, ate, eaten. To eat, ate, eaten. To fall, fell, fallen. To fall, fell, fallen. To feel, felt, felt. To feel, felt, felt. To find, found, found. To find, found, found. To fly, flew, flown. To fly, flew, flown. To forget, forgot, forgotten. To forget, forgot, forgotten. To get, got, got. To get, got, got. To give, gave, given. To give, gave, given. To go, went, gone. To go, went, gone. To have, had, had. To have, had, had. To hear, heard, heard. To hear, heard, heard. To know, knew, known. To know, knew, known. To leave, left, left. To leave, left, left. To lose, lost, lost. To lose, lost, lost. To make, made, made. To make, made, made. To meet, met, met. To meet, met, met. To pay, paid, paid. To pay, paid, paid. To put, put, put. To put, put, put. To read, read, read. To read, read, read. To run, ran, run. To run, ran, run. To say, said, said. To say, said, said. To see, saw, seen. To see, saw, seen. To send, sent, sent. To send, sent, sent. To sing, sang, sung. To sing, sang, sung. to sit, sat, sat, to sit, sat, sat, to sleep, slept, slept, to sleep, slept, slept, to speak, spoke, spoken, to speak, spoke, spoken, to spend, spent, spent, to spend, spent, spent, to stand, stood, stood, to stand, stood, stood, to swim, swam, swum, to swim, swam, swum, to teach, taught, taught, to teach, taught, taught, to take, took, taken, to take, took, taken, to tell, told, told, to tell, told, told, to think, thought, thought, to think, thought, thought, to understand, understood, understood, to understand, understood, understood, to wake, woke, woken, to wake, woke, woken, to wear, wore, worn, to wear, wore, worn, to win, won, won, to win, won, won, to write, wrote, written, to write, wrote, written. Now I am going to group the verbs considering their similarities. First group, I, an, un, to begin, began, begun, to begin, began, begun, to drink, drank, drunk, to drink, drank, drunk, to sing, sang, sung, to sing, sang, sung, to swim, swam, swum, to swim, swam, swum, and to run is similar, to run, ran, run, to run, ran, run. The next group includes important verbs, verbs that end in n in the past participle, to break, broke, broken, to break, broke, broken, to drive, drove, driven, to drive, drove, driven, to forget, forgot, forgotten, to forget, forgot, forgotten, to speak, spoke, spoken, to speak, spoke, spoken, to take, took, taken, to take, took, taken, to wake, woke, woken, to wake, woke, woken, to write, wrote, written, to write, wrote, written. And then some are similar. For example, to know, knew, known, to know, knew, known, or to wear, wore, worn, to wear, wore, worn. Then we have the O-U-G-H-T or A-U-G-H-T verbs that have the past simple and the past participle with the same form. And these letters are pronounced OT, O-T only. So, bring, brought, brought, bring, brought, brought, to buy, bought, bought, to buy, bought, bought, to think, thought, thought, to think, thought, thought, and then with A-U-G-H-T, to catch, caught, caught, to catch, caught, caught, and to teach, taught, taught, to teach, taught, taught. Finally, I want to mention a verb that is usually hard for students to pronounce correctly in the different tenses, which is to hear, heard, heard. To hear, heard, heard. And also the verb to read, because the spelling is the same, but the pronunciation is different. To read, read, read. To read, read, read. Some extras. The modal auxiliary can does not have an infinitive form. The modal can doesn't have an infinitive form. It only has a present form, can, and a past form, or a conditional form, could. Can and could, okay? And then the verb to do is also the auxiliary of the simple tenses. So remember this. The second column is for sentences in the past simple, but only in the affirmative. What happens in the negative and the interrogative? You need to use the infinitive form of the verb because they need the do auxiliary, and the do auxiliary takes the past form and it becomes did. So, for example, I can say, I met my friends on the beach yesterday. Ayer quedé con mis amigos en la playa o con mis amigas. But if I want to say the negative, I cannot use met, the past of to meet. I have to use the infinitive without the to, the bare infinitive, meet, and I have to use did, didn't. So I say, I didn't meet my friends yesterday. I didn't meet my friends yesterday. But in the affirmative, I use the past of meet. I met my friends yesterday. Like the negative, the interrogative. Did you meet your friends yesterday? Did you meet your friends yesterday? Yes, I met them. Yes, I met them. And now something very important, the verb have. The verb have in the present is I have with a V, I have. Do you have? Okay, with the do in the interrogative and in the negative. I don't have. Have. Okay? I don't have. I don't have any money. I don't have any money. Or I have no money. I have no money. Do you have any money? Do you have any money? Yes, I do or no, I don't. But then, in the past, the pronunciation is had, had, if the sentence is affirmative. I had some money yesterday. I had some money yesterday. But now, in the negative and in the interrogative, we go back to have. We need the infinitive because we are going to use did. Did you have any money yesterday? Did you have any money yesterday? Yes, I did. Okay, we know it's a past because of did, not because of have, because have is in the infinitive. But it's a past because of did. Okay, so did you have any friends when you were a little child? Yes, I did. No, I didn't. Yes, I had a lot of friends when I was a little child. No, I didn't have many friends when I was a little child. See? Remember that have means possession, but combined with other words, it has other meanings. For example, I have a brother, or I've got a brother, means tengo un hermano. But I have breakfast at 8 means desayuno a las ocho. I have lunch with my friends every Sunday. Es como con mis amigas todos los domingos. I have dinner with my family every day. Es ceno con mi familia todos los días. To have a shower is ducharse. Did you have a shower yesterday? Te duchaste ayer. Did and have. But in the affirmative, in the past, yes, I had a shower yesterday. I had a. This indicates the past. I had a shower yesterday. Not I have a. That's the present. I have a brother. I have a brother. Present. I had a shower. Past. Okay? I hope this is useful. That's all. Have a nice day.